This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, 3 weeks after being severed from OBAMC, workers confirm they have all received promised initial money and await word on when and who will be rehired. Cane farmers, that's private cane farmers, is hopeful for a mid-February start of the crop season. A social worker is concerned about the trend of drug use among children as young as 12 years old. The Sanitation Service Authority conducts controlled burning at Mangrove Landfill, and Iran vows revenge after deadliest bombing attacks since the 1979 revolution. Good afternoon with the details. I am Crystal J. Paul. 3 weeks after being severed, former BAMC workers confirm they have all received their vacation and pay in lieu of notice money and now await word on when and who will be rehired. Last month, the former state-owned Barbados Agricultural Management Company ended operations and all employees, including the roughly 120 staff of Port Vale Sugar Factory, were severed as the agency was replaced by two privately owned companies. The workers were told they would immediately receive their vacation pay and pay in lieu of notice, while severance will be paid by the National Insurance and Social Security Service. They were also promised they would have the opportunity to be rehired by the new companies. Whereas some of those affected had initially complained about delays in the first payment reaching their bank accounts, one of the former BAMC workers tells Starcom Network News that all of those payments have since been received. They now expect that at least some of them will be rehired ahead of the start of the 2024 sugar harvest, which is due to start soon. The voice has been disguised.
Everybody get the money, the low and the vacation pay. Well, the majority of fellas are happy to get the money. Well, when next is that the company now got to put things in place, you know, they got, they just can't hire back people work so. You know, there's new terms and conditions and everything. So all that they got to get sorted out. It's a new company. Just waiting to, when they're ready to call, who to call them back. They got to go to a get interview, a processing or interview. They can still go get interview. People can get rehired, but you know who? Just waiting until the process finished that they can start calling you back for your interview and everything. So, but they can go to 2024 crop for sure. So the guys just waiting. You mind that all to them all, the guys get the money. When they sever it, the next month. That's the short get paid out here.
A former BAMC worker. Private cane farmers are optimistic that this year's harvest will begin next month, even as the industry is now under the control of a privately owned entity. Last month, government completed its divestment process with the Barbados Sustainable Energy Cooperative Society Limited, who has registered the Barbados Energy and Sugar Company Incorporated and the Agricultural Business Company Limited to replace the state-owned Barbados Agricultural Management Company. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley, said they are working towards starting the crop season by mid-February.
With regard to the start of the crop, we normally would like to start February 15th. I believe that you would have to obviously ask the new company and the factory how they're doing with their preparations, but I believe that they've got some significant work to do, but hopefully we can start by February 15th. So that's what we're really looking at for this crop season, making sure that everything is getting ready. All the farms are trying to ready their equipment now, etc. So we're hoping for an efficient start to the season.
Mr. Seeley believes this year's yield might be lower than previous years.
We're currently working on the estimates for the 2024 crop. The rainfall in 2023 was not quite as good as 2022. We had a prolonged, very hot and dry period, September to October. But then again, we've had significant rain in December, which is quite unusual. So hopefully it could have made back up for a little bit. We probably think the tonnages are going to be a bit down compared to this last crop year, 2023, which was very good compared to the previous year. It was up by about 20%.
Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley, in the lunchtime edition. Social worker Fabian Sargent is concerned about the increasing number of boys as young as 12 years old abusing drugs. Mr. Sargent told Starcom Network News that he has encountered several teenagers who use marijuana frequently. He says he sees it as a major issue in society among adolescent boys that needs to be addressed urgently. January is being recognized in Barbados as Drug Awareness Month.
A lot of these boys are so heavily into drug use that it impacts their behavior. It impacts how they respond even in the classroom setting. It impacts how they respond to their families. And it is causing tremendous challenges, you know. And they're actually using this marijuana at very, very young ages. So even have persons as young as 12 years old, 13 years old, that parents have an issue with their children using at that age.
He says a lot of these young boys use marijuana as a gateway drug.
Marijuana is like a gateway drug because then you have other persons who then move on to harder drugs. I can't speak to any young teenagers who've been using things like cocaine that I've interacted with, but I do have interacted with boys 16 and above who has experimented with cocaine as such. And when you speak to them, they would have started with marijuana. So it is like a gateway drug to other drugs that are out there.
Social worker Fabian Sargent. The Barbados Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition is working to ensure that the school nutrition policy is fully enforced in this year. Chairman of the coalition, Professor Dr. Anne St. John, says this is one of the organization's priority areas for 2024. The policy was introduced in the third term of the last school year, aimed at getting the island's children to live healthier lifestyles. Dr. St. John explains that while measures are in place, they must be monitored to ensure that the policy is effective.
What's happened is it's in place. It's been disseminated to PTAs, to parents, to schools, and the Ministry of Education has stated this is in place. It has to be followed. However, the actual practical implementation of it, meaning monitoring especially, to see that it is actually working. Because it's one thing to put a document in place and share it, but to actually monitor that the school's canteens are serving healthier foods, the school meals program is serving adequate nutrition menus, and sugar sweetened beverages are not being sold within the schools and outside.
Chairman of the Barbados Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition, Professor Dr. Anne St. John. The Sanitation Service Authority, SSA, says it will be conducting a controlled burning at the Mangrove landfill. Public Relations Officer of the SSA, Carl Padmore, says the burning commenced this morning and cautions the public not to be alarmed by the sight of smoke coming from the Archhold St. Thomas facility.
The Sanitation Service Authority can confirm that there's a controlled burning happening at the Mangrove Pond landfill. This is dealing with mattresses, and we have present with us members of the BDF, members of the Barbados Fire Service, and personnel from the Sanitation Service Authority. It's under control, and we expect that the burn should last from around 10 to just after 12 o'clock.
He advises those living in the area with respiratory illnesses to take precaution.
Persons living downwind, and this is primarily in the Archhold, Westmoreland area, if you know that you suffer from respiratory issues, please take the necessary precautions.
Public Relations Officer for the Sanitation Service Authority, Carl Padmore. And finally, Iranian leaders have vowed revenge for two explosions that killed over 100 people at a ceremony to commemorate top Revolutionary Guards Commander Qasem Soleimani on the anniversary of his death in a U.S. drone attack. First Vice President Mohammad Makbar told reporters at a hospital where some of the wounded from yesterday's blasts were receiving treatment that extreme retaliation would be handed to them at the hands of the soldiers of Soleimani. Tehran has blamed the explosions on unspecified terrorists, but no one has yet claimed responsibility for the bloodiest such attacks since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Recapping the headlines. 3 weeks after being severed, former BAMC workers confirm they have all received promised initial money and await word on when and who will be rehired. Private cane farmers hopeful for a mid-February start of the crop season. A social worker is concerned about the trend of drug use among children as young as 12 years old. The Sanitation Service Authority conducts controlled burning at Mangrove Landfill, and Iran vows revenge after deadliest bombing attacks since the 1979 revolution. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.